This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados records another murder, this time at Holtown St. James. One man remains hospitalized following a shooting incident at Eden Lodge, St. Michael. The opposition leader says Barbadian workers missing in action from Barbados' construction boom. Event organizers under pressure from the Barbados Revenue Authority. Businesses told to get ready for a busy summer as Cropover meets Carifesta 15. And Jamaica sees impressive tourism earnings so far for 2025. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded its 28th homicide for the year following a fatal shooting in Holtown, St. James last night. Starcom Network News understands that just before midnight, two men were shot while at a popular bar in the area. One of the men succumbed to his injuries, while the other is listed in serious condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. More details as they come to hand. Meantime, one man remains hospitalized after being shot at Eden Lodge, St. Michael, yesterday. A group of men were gathered under a tree in the area when gunshots erupted, sending residents running for cover. While residents were generally tight-lipped, a few people vented their concerns about the incident.
I just hear pow.
I hear no more.
And it's a cafe that like it close here. And I look through the window, and just when I look through the window, I just see everybody look the left in. And I went look back down because nothing happened. You understand? But when you hear you shout now, when I look back out now, I see people running, coming up. I saw something, cafe, something happened. And then she turned and she tell me, yes, somebody looked to get shoot. And that's all. So that will make me come out here. No, call them, everybody just come home from church.
It's folly, total folly. I can't tell you what's going on, but it's folly. We got youths who hear that daily. You know what I mean? And we can't allow that. It's folly. The officers need to do something about it.
Residents of Eden Lodge, St. Michael. A St. Michael man is scheduled to appear in the District A criminal court today, charged with the June 16th murder of Anderson Calderon. He is Evan Rahim Andre Jordan, 30 years, of Barracks Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael. Calderon, 39, of North Close, Wildey, was shot and killed by a masked gunman outside Ram's Chill Shop at Skeets Road, the Ivy, St. Michael. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is calling for more involvement for Barbadian workers in the island's ongoing construction boom. Speaking to members of the diaspora last evening at the St. Albans Church in New York, Mr. Thorne criticized government for highlighting various developments and charged that imported labor was taking prominence.
They boasted that six hotels are being constructed simultaneously. Call home and ask how many patrons are involved on the job sites. We have buildings that are going up in Barbados now. A lot of the companies are foreign companies, but they are importing labor. And a lot of those laborers are living in containers and other makeshift apartments provided by the employers. A lot of our young people are not being given the opportunity to work. And that explains a lot of the criminal activity in Barbados. And a lot of them who may have the opportunity to work, being underpaid, for God's sake. They are young, they are children. I'm not going to call them young people. They are children in Barbados pumping gas and taking home less than $300 a week.
Democratic Labour Party leader Ralph Thorne speaking in New York last night. Entertainment promoters in Barbados are facing extremely difficult circumstances, and the Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, is a major part of those challenges. This is according to President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, who made the comments while on Brass Tacks Sunday.
The only persons at this time that pays 25% withholding tax are the event producers in Cropover, and that's a fact. You could research it. Everything is 15% or lower. So when we talk about doing business, there's, if you look at business in the whole, BRA, they come, they sit at your door, they go to your bars, etc. It becomes more and more difficult. We are the only persons that have to produce tickets before, and pay 5%, by the way, before we sell a ticket. So I don't think persons understand how difficult it is for an event producer to put on an event in Barbados.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Also on the program was Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, who spoke to the economic impact at the various events and said 2025 would be a special year for businesses in the sector. Ms. Roberts, also Festival Director for Carifesta 15, slated to begin on August 22nd, said those in the industry will receive or will benefit significantly as the events come on the heels of Cropover.
At the end of Cropover, the availability for the sector to make money decreases significantly. I challenge anyone to say it different. Significantly. Way outside the Calypsonians, I'm talking about soca artists, I'm talking about service providers, I'm talking about people who sell paper cups and plates. Mm-hmm. The opportunity for these sales, for this commercial activity, reduces significantly, bam, 2 days after Grand Cadouman. Carifesta allows for an extended period for that kind of economic activity in the sector to continue.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. Hotel workers in Barbados will have an opportunity to take their talents to Guyana within the tourism industry there. Pointing to several hotel projects now on the way in Guyana, Chief Executive Officer of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scantlebury, said now is a time for locals to explore different options.
There are about 9 different properties that are going to be opening up there, so we are happy to be a part of the process as it relates to sourcing talent for those properties that are going to be going up. Additionally, we also were contracted with the NEOM project in Saudi Arabia, which is one of the largest projects in the world right now. If you're familiar with it, they have part of that project is called The Line. That's one that actually goes from the beginning of the Red Sea right up to just before Iraq. And that project is actually going to be housing 9 million people.
CEO of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scantlebury. School leavers in Barbados are being urged to engage in positive activity immediately after graduating and leave no room for distractions. The advice has come from community leader Ewin Bison Dominic, as he spoke to Starcom Network News yesterday on the sidelines of the St. Michael South and South Central Soccerama held at the Bayland Playing Field.
There are about 9 different...
I was young too, and when you ain't working, a lot of things just come to your mind, you know, like to do something that you shouldn't do. And I really hope, I would like to see more programs get put in place for the younger people to put them into something, leaving school and going into something. As soon as you let, don't get to gravitate to the block. By the time you leave school, get into something. And I feel that has helped a lot. By the time you ease and you get to a block and all that, you're getting away. You're gone, you're getting away from it. So that's one of my things. By the time you leave school, try to get into something. Carpentry, masonry, something. Learn something.
You win. Bison Dominic. And finally, Jamaica has welcomed approximately 2.3 million visitors since the start of 2025, generating $2.4 billion in earnings. According to Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, the industry also grew by 2% in the first quarter of the year, contributing to a 1% increase in Jamaica's overall economic performance during that period. The minister anticipates a significant increase in tourism earnings for the current quarter compared to the corresponding period last year, which is attributable to the sector's strong rebound from the disruptions caused by Hurricane Beryl. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records another murder, this time at Holtown St. James. One man remains hospitalized following a shooting incident at Eden Lodge St. Michael. The opposition leader says Barbadian workers missing in action from Barbados's construction boom. Event organizers under pressure from the Barbados Revenue Authority. Businesses told to get ready for a busy summer as Cropover meets Carifesta 15 and Jamaica sees an impressive tourism earnings so far for 2025. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.